Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I am so happy you are here to get tangible tips on how to take action around the healthy habits in your life to help you transform and thrive into the best version of you. We are continuing with our food series. I have a super
fun tip that I share in my signature program, Self Transform You, and actually in my Whole 30 Anytime course that I think is too good not to share during this food series. And it has to do with tracking your food. Before I talk about that, though, I want to remind you that the summer sale is still going on until June 30th. You can use the code SUMMERSALE, all one word, no spaces, all caps, at my website. It's linked in the show notes for you. You can check out all of my courses. You can get 25% off my Habits That Stick starter kit. Is my mini course that will teach you the basic habit strategies to help you start implementing these tips and hacks into your life to make your habits stick. It is the base, the backbone of everything that I teach, and will help you get some quick wins right away. You can also use it towards my signature program, Self Transform You. This is a 4-week program where you will create a customized and sustainable health plan. Yes, customized and sustainable based on habit strategy, okay? At the end of the 4 weeks, you'll leave with a plan ready to go to help you start taking care of your health and thus being able to show up as the best version of you. Now, I did drop an extra special bonus episode yesterday of the show sharing the couple of tweaks I made to STU. I am always tweaking things based on client feedback. And according to you all, you want it available as the course at any time. So I have created STU, just the course. You can get it at selftransformyou.com at any time. Start at any time. It's 4 weeks, okay? It's 4 weeks. At the end of the course, you'll have that customized plan ready to go and those strategies. You'll have lifetime access, or you can join me for Self Transform You Next Level. So what this is, you'll get the course, everything that's included with it. Oh, bonus. Either way, you'll get the Habits That Stick starter kit with it as well. Woohoo! But STU Next Level, you'll have one-on-one accountability coaching with me. So this is high-level coaching where we'll do 4 habit hacks calls together. You'll have weekly texting from me to help you stay motivated on top of your weekly assignments. And then finally, Voxer access, where you can text and voice message me anything you need, whether it's a shoulder to cry on, a big virtual hug, kick in the booty, whatever you need. Okay. You can get 25% off now, a summer sale at checkout to get that. And also my Whole 30 Anytime course. That is like my OG course. This is the first thing I ever created after my own transformation, because that's really where my own transformation started. When I changed my habits and relationship around food, that's when that positivity snowball happened and the rest of my life changed, because I wanted to start taking care of myself because I saw the benefits of it to me and to my family. So that is available as a plant-based version as well, because I am a plant-based Whole30 certified coach as well. You can find that all linked in the show notes. Use the code SUMMERSALE for 25% off before the 30th. If you've been thinking about like working with me, now's the time. Like, get 25% off. I know I always love a good sale, and I would take advantage of this as well. So let's continue with our food series. I'm super excited to share this tip with you. Like I said, I share it with my clients in STU and in my Whole30 Anytime course because it's easy, it's simple, it makes sense. So we're talking about, should you track your food? And I'm not talking about macros. I think there's a time and place for macros. I am not. I maybe track my macros maybe once or twice a year just to kind of dial things in and see where I'm at. Usually when Orange Theory is doing like our transformation challenge, I just do that to kind of see where my caloric intake and macro nutrients are at, just so I can kind of evaluate that. I'm actually going to start looking into some other nutrients I need to be looking into since I'm 40 now and just trying to reevaluate that. So that works for others, that works for not for others as well. You do you, boo. You do you. But I think it's super important. You'll notice this in any of my programs. You need to gather data about yourself. Sometimes we think we do something when in reality, on black and white on paper, you're like, oh, I don't do that. So I'm not talking about just tracking your food as far as macros go. I'm talking about tracking your food in regards to emotional eating, because that is one of the biggest challenges when it comes to food. It's something I have struggled with, continue to struggle with, and continue to try to give myself grace for when, you know, I'm having a stressful day and I'm feeling anxious. I'm either going to pick all the nail polish off of my fingernails, or I am going to eat a bunch of ice cream and cookies or a margarita on top of it, or all the things, because that's just what I do. And I'm aware of that from gathering data about myself over the years, especially starting with my Whole30 experience. But when you use something called an emotional eating log to gather data about yourself, based on what you learn, then you can change your habits. And this is something, a download we actually provide within my programming, because it's one of those important things where, like an STU, you go through my 3-step food freedom method, and we talk about emotional eating. You gather data about yourself. So let me just give you an example of what this would look like. You can just take out a piece of paper and do it yourself throughout the day. So say you have a conference call, like a team meeting every day via Zoom or Teams or whatever you're on at 3 p.m. And it's an hour long. Every time around 4 p.m. after you get off that Zoom call, you always go to the pantry and you get some cookies, some chips, you know, just whatever you can get your hands on, right? You are just eating. But I want you to ask yourself this. Are you really hungry? Are you really hungry? With an emotional eating log, you'll log what you ate, but also you'll log, were you actually hungry? How did you feel when you were eating that? Not just during, but before and after. What did you eat? Were you craving sugar? You know, that's where I turn for emotional eating personally. I know some people it's salt, or other people it's alcohol, who knows? And then I want you to ask yourself, what happened right before that? What happened right before that? When you gather some data, I would do this for like a Monday through Friday. Weekends are usually skewed a little bit, or if your schedule changes, if there's a couple of consistent days you have, see where you can find and pinpoint, oh, every day at 3, I'm actually not hungry, but I'm eating like a full like mini meal of all these sugary foods or eating whatever I can because I'm really stressed out after that call, right? That's where you gather the data about yourself with emotional eating, okay? So gather that data, see where you see some consistencies happening, and then what do? Well, you habit hack your way into that unhealthy habit, perhaps turning into a healthier habit. So if there's no way to rearrange that 3 p.m. call, what can you do afterwards? Maybe it's go outside and just like walk around. I walk around my backyard all the times, or sometimes I just go and check the mail because our mailbox is pretty far away, and just going outside does wonders for me. Or maybe you can text a kiddo or your husband, or just look at a funny meme or a text group from your girlfriends, or maybe just make yourself a hot cup of tea or bone broth, or if it's cold outside, you know, get some green juice and walk outside. Or I'm sorry, if it's hot outside, get some green juice and walk outside and enjoy the sunshine. That will serve you better than what you eat after a meal, because if you're truly not hungry, then you're probably going to have that crash afterwards and actually feel worse over time, right? So here's your major habit hack for today, though. This is something I share every time in my Whole 30 Anytime course in STU, and everyone always goes, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So every time you turn to the kitchen to grab a snack, I want you to halt. You know, I love my acronyms. You know the taco method. If you're an STU, you know what that is. But I want you to halt, H-A-L-T. This is something I learned early on in my Whole 30 experience. So it's an acronym. It's an acronym. So halt. H stands for hungry. A stands for angry. L stands for lonely. T stands for tired. So before you go and grab yourself something to eat, halt and ask yourself, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Right? Those are like some of the major emotions that go with emotional eating a lot of times. Now, a bonus tip as far as like the hunger cues go. This is something I learned from my very first Whole 30 from Melissa Urban. I think it's in It Starts With Food, which is one of my favorite Whole 30 books. If you're interested in learning more about Whole 30, I would definitely start there. But if I was to ask you, like, okay, hey, I am going to make you like the most delicious like teriyaki salmon in the air fryer with some broccoli with some nutritional yeast on it and some ghee, and it's going to be so good. Well, fish and broccoli are very stinky foods, right? Fish and broccoli are very stinky foods. So if fish and broccoli sounds like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good, I want to eat that right now, you're probably actually hungry. If you're like, I don't know how good that sounds, you're probably not hungry. You might be angry. You might be lonely. You might be tired. Or you might be some other type of emotion not included in that acronym, and you need to think of a habit that you can do instead. Okay, so I hope today's habit hack was useful for you. Remember to halt and log your food for a few days, not your macros, but your emotional eating log, and see if you find any consistencies and think about how to habit hack your way into enjoying food from a lens of food freedom and not emotional eating. I hope today was super useful. Don't forget that summer sale is still going on off all of my courses. Use the code SUMMERSALE at checkout. There is a link in my show notes so you can get 25% off. Friend, this is your sign. If you've been wanting to work with me, now is the time. Let's habit hack your way into the healthiest version of you. All right, gang, I'll see you in the community, on Instagram, all the places, and I'll check in with you again on Monday where we are going to continue our food series. Yum! I'll see you then.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.